Every man in this room has weakness or weaknesses. Would you not agree with that? Now, what might be mine, not be yours, or what yours might not be mine. It's the nature of the flesh. And Satan has an uncanny ability to play toward our weaknesses. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, let's give the guy credit. My brother loved the fish more than I did. We did a lot of hunting together, but he liked to fish, and so occasionally I'd go fishing with him just to be with him. We had a great time together. He would call me, and he said, okay, this weekend we're going fishing. I said, fine. I knew that we were going to go to Bull Shoals Lake, which is southern Missouri, north Arkansas. We're going to fish at night, and it was going to be a full moon. So the only way my brother fished. He had read all the Bill Dance fishing magazines in the bathroom, and he thought he was an authority on black bass fishing. I would ask him sometime, I said, well, do I need to bring anything? He'd say, no. Gentlemen, he didn't have one tackle box, he had two. This way he was balanced when he walked down the boat dock. We get out there a little before dark, he'd open up that tackle box. He didn't buy it at Walmart. I said, what are we fishing with? He said, twin spins. I said, give me one of those puppies. And then I throw that twin spin, and I don't know why, but big brother always had to tell little brother how to fish, as if I could not remember. He said, you just don't throw it over there and pull it back. You go over and let it flutter. I said, okay, I've got it. I was going over letting it flutter. I thought doing a pretty good job. He said, did you put a pork rind on it before you threw it? I said, no, I didn't know I needed a pork rind. He said, you need a pork rind. I said, well, give me one. He said, what color do you want? I said, forgive me, I didn't know they came in colors. Just give me the color that you think I ought to use. So I did that. Thought I was doing a great job. Then he said, did you spray it before you threw it? I said, spray it with what? He reaches down in his tackle box, pulls up this aerosol can, throws up the end of the boat. I catch it, and I began to read it. Bass spray. Drives male bass crazy. I know where he got it. Late one night, cable TV. You got a can too, okay? He buys two, one for each tackle box. I pop the can off. I spray the bait. I sprayed all the way around the boat. I thought, maybe they'll just come in and we'll hit them with a paddle and throw them in the boat. All right, I don't catch anything on twin spin. I try another plug. And we've been fishing now for 3 hours. I've tried about five different lures, haven't caught a fish yet. It's dark. You can barely see the bank by way of the moonlight. It's a nice place to be. Nobody else is out there. They're, you know, getting a good night's sleep. We're out here fishing. Zoo, plop, zoo, plop. One time I went, zoo, and I didn't hear a plop. He said, you got one? I said, no. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm squirrel hunting. I'm wrapped around this willow tree. All right, put the rod and reel on the bottom of the boat. He said, what are you doing now? I said, I'm going to eat my lunch. He said, no, you got to keep the bug in the water. I said, I've had the bug in the water for 3 hours, and I haven't caught anything. He said, what do you think we ought to do? I said, I got a wonderful suggestion. Why don't you take the whole tackle box and throw it in the lake and let them pick out which one they want? If Mr. Bass does not know the difference between the artificial and the real, he'll end up in your boat. Satan has a whole tackle box. And if you don't hit on one thing, he just changes plugs until he finds something you're going to hit on. And then he throws it. The question is not if we're being tempted, but what are we being tempted with?